Even though his sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, as you all know, or the Feast of Divine Mercy, instituted by St. Pope John Paul II. And today, our Lord, when speaking to St. Faustina through private revelation, as Father said, told her that on this day, all the floodgates, divine floodgates, through which grace flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though his sins be as scarlet. There was a movie that came out not a few years ago. The movie was called Silence. And many of you may have seen this movie. It was about two Jesuit priests who went over to Japan in order to find their mentor who had been lost during the persecution there. When they arrived there, they met a Japanese man named Kichijiro. As it turns out, Kichijiro had apostatized. He left the faith. To make a long story short, Kichijiro made a beautiful confession with Father Rodriguez, one of the priests there. And, you know, you're thinking along the movie, good, you know, we finally brought a soul back to God. We have him back from having been apostatized from the church, and you're happy. But as the movie plays on, turns out that Kichijiro, sadly, apostatizes not twice more, but three more times. And after each one of these apostasies, he goes back to Father Rodriguez for confession. And you can see in the eyes of Father Rodriguez, and you can kind of relate with him, as if he's saying to this man, he said, what are you even doing here? You're not even contrite. You don't know what it is to be contrite. Look how wretched you are. You've apostatized three times. And very often, this is how we feel at times. We think this is how Christ feels with us. This is disgust for us. How many times have we fallen time and time again with the same sins, gone back to the exact same confession, told the exact same confession? And sometimes it feels as though our Lord is saying, what are you doing here? Are you even contrite? Maybe you don't even know how to make a good confession. And for three types of people, this is true. The first type are the lukewarm. Those who go through the motions of the church, but don't actually have any devotion to the church. To these people, our Lord says in Revelation, be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. For if you are lukewarm, I will begin to vomit you out of my mouth. The second class of people are the obstinate sinners. These are the proud, the blind, those who refuse to acknowledge that they're sinning, or don't even know that they're sinning, don't want to know that they're sinning. To these, our Lord says to St. Faustina, if they refuse to go through the door of my mercy, they will go through the door of my justice. And the third class of people are the presumptuous. These are the ones who take our Lord's mercy without his permission, without his giving it. Those who say, oh, I don't know, whatever, I'll just commit this sin now, I'll just go to confession tonight. No, it's a free ticket out. These, our Lord says, he'll come as a thief in the night. Strong words, no, from our Lord, who is meek and humble of heart. But to us, we who time and time again fall from our own sins, not because of that we have malice, but out of our own weakness. And we're sincere, we try to please our Lord. We try to do what's best. But just because of how weak we are, we fall time and time again. Is this the attitude our Lord has towards us? Disgust? No. Absolutely not. To us, our Lord says something entirely different. He said to St. Faustina, the more wretched they are, the more I am drawn to them. The more wretched they are, the more I'm drawn. How bizarre, no? At least it should sound bizarre. Sin is supposed to be entirely opposed to God. And yet now our Lord is saying that it seems as though our sins are what draw us to Him. Well, he gives us the answer. He says to St. Faustina, something very mysterious. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. The feast of mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness. Mysterious indeed. Everything that exists has come from his mercy. Well, what does he mean? Well, in theology, we learn that everything that exists and everything that doesn't exist was in the mind of God from all eternity. He was thinking on these things. But at the moment of creation, he made what he made because he loved them. And the things that do not exist because God did not love them. And so here you are. You exist. From all eternity, you were in the mind of God. He thought of you. But at the moment of your creation, he chose you. He didn't choose what you thought would be better. Perhaps an idea of yourself that didn't sin. He didn't choose that. He chose you, here and now. Because he loved you. He loved the idea of you so much that he made it a reality. And no amount of wretchedness on your part is going to change that love he had for you. And this is why our Lord says, the more wretched they are, the more I am drawn to them. Our Lord is like a mother who sees her child covered in mud. She's repulsed, obviously, by the mud. But that doesn't take away her love for her child. In fact, it draws her to her child to wash him, to clean him, to see him the way she always knew he would be, the way she always loved him. This is our Lord. This is his love. This is his divine love. This is the divine mercy. So today our Lord is telling us, he's not telling us that today I'm more merciful than any other day of the year. No, today he reminds us, remember that love I had for you from the moment I created you. That unchanging love, that eternal love, that divine love, and have confidence in this love. Confidence knowing that no matter how often you think you're wretched, think you've messed up, think you're beyond saving, I will never forsake you. This is what our Lord is telling us today. To have confidence in that love. Have confidence. Now, how does that actually practically play out? Well, for starters, obviously, sometimes when we sin, we can get into this sort of spiritual depression. I'm sure all of you know what I'm talking about. Oh, I've committed the same sin again. The exact same sin I thought I knew I wouldn't be able to commit again, and I just did it. And I shoved our Lord away. I'm an enemy of God now. Now our Lord probably hates me. We have to get this mindset out of our minds. It is a seed of Satan. Because it gets us to stop the spiritual life. The moment we stop, the devil wins. And often we have this thought because we think our Lord is some sort of judge waiting to catch us the moment we commit something or do something wrong. He's ready to condemn us at the very last second. Is our Lord a judge? If you look at the picture of the divine mercy image, St. Thomas Aquinas, the great theologian of the church, said, the position of a judge is to sit. We see this in the secular courts. The judge condemns while sitting. He meets out judgment while sitting. Our Lord is not sitting. Instead, St. Thomas Aquinas goes on to say that the position of a helper or a combatant is to stand. Our Lord fights for us. We should never forget this. Yes, we've driven him out by sin, by mortal sin, but he doesn't abandon us. No, he fights for us to win us back from the clutches of Satan. And not only that, our Lord takes the first step forward to meet us. The only reason why we can go to the confessional, we can feel sorry for our sins, it's because God gave us the grace first to feel sorry for our sins. God loves us this much This is all because of his love. So I think it's a good practice then, if you fall into venial sin, to offer an act of contrition. You can use the one in the confessional, it doesn't have to only be used there, but you don't also have to use that. It could be small. You could say, "My God, I'm sorry for having offended you. Help me to do better and not to commit this sin again." It's also a good practice to offer a small penance, perhaps not eating the donut that you wanted to eat today, just to repair that break in the friendship that you caused to the one who loves you so much. And if, God forbid, you fall into mortal sin, rouse up as perfect an act of contrition as you can. You don't know if you'll be able to make it to confession. You make your heart straight with the Lord right here and right now, and then resolve to go to confession as soon as possible. And don't be concerned if this is the exact same priest whom you've said confession to over and over again. Even if you think that he knows all your sins over and over again, even if you actually committed the exact same mortal sin, God forbid, that exact same day, go back to confession. Don't be afraid. It's our Lord there. It's not the priest. Our Lord even said to St. Faustina, "I am there with you through the priest. I am hidden by the priest. But it is I who work in your soul." So don't be concerned if you think the priest knows your sin. Don't be concerned if you think he's being harsh with you. The Lord uses instruments. But that's not his mind to drive you away. If you're contrite, and you want your sins forgiven, and you're willing to change your life, our Lord wants you there. He wants you there to forgive you. He even brought you there in the first place. You know, we and the saints are very similar. We're exactly the same, in fact. Granted, there are some saints who had been able to keep their baptismal innocence since they were young, and there are some saints who have ecstasies. Most of us don't have those things. But aside from that, we're all exactly the same. St. Jerome even suffered from bouts of anger. He and St. Augustine actually had some quite interesting letters to each other. But regardless, we're all the same. For what the difference is between us and them is that they knew their faults, but they ran to our Lord. They ran under the shadow of his mercy. And now they're in glory. We can be exactly the same. So today on the Feast of the Divine Mercy, let us accept this invitation of God, of our blessed Lord, who says, "Remember the love I had for you from the very beginning, and have confidence, knowing that no matter how wretched you are, each time we run into his arms, he'll speak to us the same beautiful words. Even if your sins may be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.